Hey guys, we got another episode here. This is Griff.
Brian.
Who are you?
John.
Boss Bale Radio, episode 28 for the week of March 2nd, 2011.
That's a little thrown off because I never know when Brian or Ryan are showing up until the last minute.
It's true. You guys got to wear name tags.
Exactly. One of them just kicks in the door. There he is.
Kool-Aid Man style. Just yep. Through the wall.
Hey!
What's Fonzie? Fonzie Kool-Aid Man? Fonzie as the Kool-Aid Man? Yeah. Nice.
Kool-Aid Man wearing a sweet leather jacket.
I could see the Kool-Aid Man wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah, I could too.
Like
punching
selling drugs.
Two boxes.
Selling.
Oh, yeah.
Selling marijuana. At the come and go. So I don't
you
know.
Got this red drink, man.
You want some red powder? Put it on your snow cones. I think there's like a Kool-Aid species.
Species?
Yeah, like would the Kool-Aid cop then come bust through the wall and like arrest the Kool-Aid man drug dealer?
Oh man.
Oh no.
Only if he's on a motorcycle and wears a sweet Kool-Aid size helmet.
Like, that's what I think. Oh, yeah. That's what I think of in the Scott Pilgrim movie when the vegan police just show up.
It's own.
It's very Kool-Aid man.
Universe.
The cool Kool-Aid-iverse.
Would they all be shaped like the same picture?
Sure, man. Like, I don't know.
Or could they all sort of be different
pictures? Maybe the females would be different picture shaped Kool-Aid woman. No, I'm sorry. They're just have a bow in their hair. That's how they're different.
The universal indicator. You can tell them of male
apart because she wears a bow in her hair.
Right.
Her hair. You heard me.
Her hair. Not her neck.
Non-existent.
Yep. John Ryan, how you guys doing?
Fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Just absolutely great.
Did you get the death flu of last week?
No, I didn't get it. No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Lucky. Yeah.
Dodge that bullet.
After I recorded on Wednesday last week, I just crashed because I was so miserably sick.
I think I might have had it a week before that.
Really?
So maybe.
H1N1 plus bronchitis?
Yes.
Plus pneumonia?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I try to only get sick quarterly.
Really?
Yeah. At most.
That's good. I mean, that's a good goal.
Save it up like vacation hours?
Sort of. Yeah.
I didn't get sick this quarter.
I mean, if I want to have if I want to have a more productive year, I try to just do it biannually, but
Why get sick in the summer? It's a waste of time.
Exactly. Only get sick in the
same for a blizzard.
Fall and the winter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But dude, if you're not sick in the summertime, you're wasting all that dead zone for video games.
What?
You're wasting all the dead zone for video games.
In the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not so much.
No, you don't have to get sick. You just don't have to go outside. It's just nice to look out the window and say, hey, it's nice out.
That's fair.
Yeah. Things are changing that though now, where you have stuff coming out in the summer pretty regularly. You know?
Like what?
Like games.
Like,
well, like let's take last year, for
like
example.
Because Madden's, they just signed up for
remember last
two
year?
More years of Madden.
And there was like the Blur, Split Second, and that other game that
just
happened
cause.
All at the same time, Just Cause. Like those.
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy was March.
Was it March?
Jennifer, March. I think so.
Oh, no, I think, yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of games spread throughout the course of yesteryear.
Yeah. Last year was also, was it March for Super Street Fighter 4?
Or
was that April?
I thought it was earlier. I thought it was like almost exactly
the same release date as
like
Marvel vs.
February,
Capcom 3.
Yeah, 7th. No, I think you're right. Maybe it was March.
I don't know.
Like a month after.
I just know.
Like, wait a second.
Capcom weirdly has their calendar like specified to be like the fighting games release in this month.
It's running. Yeah.
The third person shooters release in this month. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
When did. I guess. When is the failure? When did Dark Void come out?
That
was the crap. Crap month.
That was before.
Was that? That was 2009, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I blacked that out. Somewhere around Darksiders. So it was probably in the summertime.
Hmm.
What was it?
June, July-ish, maybe.
Darksiders was spring.
Was it? Okay, so maybe April, June.
I think we should get moving on to game Fine. Talk.
No!
Fine.
Because we have a lot of stuff to talk about this week, I think.
Fine. Do we?
Everybody's
Sweet.
Been...
As opposed to last week?
It was the last week where it's like, we didn't play a lot.
We got games to talk about now.
For sure.
You guys Can't talk you about tell? Games? Can't you tell all these games?
Ready, yeah, second.
I'm just chomping at the bit right now.
John, you play any more demos?
No. I've been slowly downloading the demo for Lego Star Wars 3.
Yeah.
And it's at like 50% now because I go to do other things on my PlayStation and then turn it off and then forget that I have demos I'm trying to download. So I'm probably never going to get around that. I'll probably play the game before I actually...
Did you play the Yakuza 4 demo?
Nope.
Okay.
Because that's second on the
queue. Speaking of things that I have but haven't played, Yakuza 4 demo. Haven't played it yet.
Is it downloaded?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're worse off than I am.
Yep. But I played that Dragon Age demo that you
did
talked
you?
About
yeah,
so me, much last week.
Let's have a back and forth about this. We did so it? Last night.
I think you, I think not. No, I don't think it's possible to. I think so. Imagine how much you like the what was that Lost Planet multiplayer demo thing. That's like John's like for this.
Oh.
For this Dragon Age 2 demo. Yeah, it's good. Like, I'm more interested in the Dragon Age franchise now. But it's still Dragon Age.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but yep, John hit all the major points. You know, dialogue system's fun. Combat is slightly more interactive because you're just hammering on a button the entire time. Dude voice actor is like fancy Patrick Stewart. Like
sort of. He sounds like deeper Patrick
like
Stewart, if that's
Patrick
possible.
Patrick Stewart during an episode of Next Generation where they're like doing a Shakespearean play on the holodeck.
Yeah.
Like he's, oh. It's like Hamlet, Hamlet Jean-Luc Picard.
Dude, anytime I played as the guy in that, I just wanted to rip that beard off him. I just did not
It doesn't
care.
Look right.
It just looks like he's got that glued on there mm-hmm. somehow. It's just like, maybe that's in, not for your face.
Again,
maybe
looks
that's
like
in the storyline.
Patrick Stewart is wearing a glued on beard.
Yep. Maybe the full game will disclose this.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, just weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I played it and it's a demo.
Yeah.
For Dragon Age and I'm interested in it now. For sure.
I am much more amped up about this.
I know, you're like raging
wait,
pumped. Over
wait
it.
For next week. When
Dragon Age!
Ton
Dragon
about
Roiding.
Age, dude.
Roid Age.
Yeah. Wait for next week when I will be completely like shattered in all of my dreams of Dragon Age 2.
Is that next week?
Yep, Tuesday.
Oof. Suppose I'll be playing it too.
I'll keep going, I guess. I talked about Bulletstorm last week a little bit and. Ryan, you and I have finished playing that.
That's a good game.
It is a good game, but not that great, I would
oh,
say.
Oh, I think it's a great game.
I have some problems with it. Like it. Full price seems a little much.
You think so?
Yeah, I think $60 is a little heavy for it.
I think with all the modes of play and all the options that it's not.
But, I mean, to me, leaderboard chasing just isn't like the multiplayer experience that keeps something going.
No.
Like it, I think the main game was totally awesome, but doing like the Echoes missions and doing the online horde mode basically just seems a little flat. Like some competitive site that's not just looking at numbers would be more enjoyable. Or, you know, it'd be great? Co-op.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multi or like
single
campaign
player.
Co-op. Wouldn't
yeah.
that be sweet?
That'd be sweet.
Because you always have a dude or a chick with you.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like, well, this reminds me, what other game did this happen in? Where I was like, why is this just not a thing?
Call
like,
of Duty.
Except for I'm all right one. With that. Not really caring too much about that one. I think it was a game that, to me, was a little bit more interesting to have co-op.
You know what was always weird? I think you and I sort of addressed this. It was always weird that it's just like, Halo has co-op,
mm-hmm.
but they don't reference that other person.
Oh, you're talking,
Chief,
you're talking.
Oh, Reach,
Reach. Yeah.
Yeah, Halo Reach.
Arbiter,
just
though,
like,
he's there, and they're like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, that's true. That was a thing. But, yeah, that was just weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it does seem like you could just be playing as other person there. I don't know.
Because Noble Six isn't a real person. It doesn't exist.
It's a figment of the team's imagination.
Right. He's not real.
With the
I would submit that Halo Reach never existed.
Yeah. Reach never happened.
Yeah. Remember it, because it never happened.
Exactly. Like the Alamo. Oh,
it's a joke.
It's like the Holocaust.
Exactly.
Never like happened. Area 51.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like the Kennedy assassination.
Yep.
Second shooter.
He was dead before the car even
Noble Six is the second shooter.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
It wasn't the guy from Black Ops.
I still need to play Black Ops.
Nope.
No, I don't.
You'd probably get away with not playing that.
Okay.
It wasn't Mason.
Yeah. Alec Mason is Noble Six. Bulletstorm. There's not enough. Like the skill shots are all like the game is totally fun, but when it's over, it just kind of seems done. Like and for that to be full price game.
Oh no, for me it didn't seem done at all.
Well, like imagine if the achievements didn't exist. Like, would you still keep replaying it?
Imagine if you didn't have internet.
Internet, yeah, maybe it would be done. I suppose there's still Echoes mode you can play by yourself, but
mm-hmm.
Imagine if you were Anarchy your Griff.
The Anarchy mode is fun because even though you're playing with a bunch of people, you can still go out and play by yourself. And because if you don't pass that level, you still get the experience points and you still get points to upgrade towards the same level. It's just really streamlined into it. Even if you guys don't pass it, you get to upgrade and keep that experience you've already earned. So, and as soon as you get to the higher levels, it takes 10 or 20 tries to pass it.
Right. Yeah, it's like Horde mode with like a Counter-Strike economy system where the better you do, the more money you make, and then the more things you can buy to make things easier.
Yeah, so if you're having trouble, maybe after you try it 5 more times, after everybody's got a lot of points, you won't have any trouble beating it, you know. But then you go on to a harder mode. I don't know. I keep playing it. It seems fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a bunch of skills. There's a lot of idiot people online. Like, I'd like to play it with competent people.
Is there a lot? Would you say there's like more multiplayer skill shots than there are in the single player game?
The exact same amount, except you can do them by yourself, but you get more points for doing them as a team.
Mm. Okay, I know you can like two people can leash a dude and he explodes.
Oh, I suppose yeah. There's is that there like tug of war?
Yeah, is there like co-op specific ones?
There's DOS Boot where you guys just like kick a guy in between each other for a while.
Oh wow, nice.
Funny.
Yeah, there's definitely some team ones like double penetration.
What's that one?
Where like
somebody shoots somebody in the butt, somebody shoots somebody in the dick.
No, it's just two people like shooting one guy until he dies.
So mine's better.
Yeah.
One guy in the mouth, one guy in the ass.
Well, no, that's airtight. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's a rear entry plus a headshot at the same time. Yeah. Simultaneous video games. But yeah, Bulletstorm was good. Like besides the game in and of itself, I really enjoyed it. It is fairly short, only about 7 hours.
Yeah.
And it does pretty much leave itself wide open for a sequel. But it's good. Like I know there's some dissent about the wording or like the dialogue of that game.
It's hilarious.
I agree. Like to me, it's like
absolutely hilarious.
It's the people who would say that Gears of War it has an interesting, well written story, and then for some reason they say
wrong.
That this game does not. I don't get it. Like
this have you seen this? Have you seen somebody's story?
It's what I can imagine. Yes. I mean, well, yeah. Yeah.
I came into this game expecting pretty much nothing.
I wouldn't say well written. I would say everything works in a surprisingly effective way.
This guy is just really lucky.
Yeah, like
that's fine.
Luckily effective is what.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm fine with luckily effective. I'm a big fan of freaking Die Hard. So
right, yeah, just like haphazardly, always landing on his feet, sort of a dude.
Right,
but I'm saying like the writing and the world and everything that's been created, it works, and it keeps me interested and everything justified, but by no means is it like well written.
If it's coming from Epic Games and it's better than Gears of War, fine. fine.
I don't know if it's better than Gears of War, but it's definitely on par.
The story?
Oh, the story?
That's all I'm talking about, the story. Because I think the gameplay of Gears of War is fantastic, but that story is atrocious.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much on par, you know? It's like, you gotta just kind of go with it.
Tons of plot holes that don't make any sense.
No, there's much only one that I was talking to Ryan about earlier. It's like, wait a second.
It says a few years later.
Yes,
and then the
scroll
goes from 10 to, like...
Double D. So you're like, wait a second. Maybe they just put a lot of hormones in their space burgers in this world. It isn't Earth, man.
And she learned a few words along in those few years.
Halfway houses, man. That's what happens.
Hey, man. A few years is subject to
space
interpretation.
Space halfway house. A few years.
Is between three and five, really.
That's right. If they had said a shit ton of years, they could have had an accurate measurement.
No, that could be anywhere from 10 to fucking 100.
Right.
Well, I liked also how Grayson's face didn't change at all in those few years.
Oh, right. Nobody. No. I think Ishii got like a haircut or something.
He got a sweet earring.
Nobody. Yeah, they just had glasses, which were great.
Oh, yeah.
Did you, when you were doing that opening part, walking down the building, did you...
Yeah, the gravity boots, they must have some strong abdomens, too. It's like, they're walking down the side of a building
just
boots.
Fine.
Yeah, just like...
Right.
No, that's... Just walking. It's just the way the camera angle is. You remember, like, the old Batman movies? When it would be, like, Robin and Batman, like, climbing up the side of a building, hanging on to their, like, line from the Batarang?
No.
With Adam West? You remember that stuff? Oh, gosh. You know the Wham Bam Pow?
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of specifically.
But so there was a couple of episodes where they'd be climbing up the side of a building. Well, what it really was is they just turned the camera on on its side.
What?
Yes. Blowing your mind
right
now.
Get out of town.
And they'd just be walking.
They weren't...
On the floor, yeah.
Well, they just walked straight up.
And to accentuate this, they also had like lines on their capes so that it made it look like the gravity was going down.
Hmm. Makes sense.
That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, that scene I think was totally awesome down. When you looked out onto the city and you're like, wait a second, I'm facing down right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Dude, when I saw that, I got a little sick.
You didn't see that yet.
Wait, in the one in the demo? Or am I thinking
there's that
different?
Level. Okay. And then there's the very first, like, first time you, like, control Gray, you're on the side of a building going down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's very...
It's good. There's some good moments in that game. Like you were saying earlier, too, the dinosaur thing is
Oh, that was
totally
the most fun I've had
freaking awesome.
In forever.
Uh-huh.
Just the points kept racking up. Just mm-hmm. like, sweet.
Yep, just controlling this murder device.
Yep. Waggleton P. Tallylicker. It's his name.
It's his name, and I never told him. Oh, man.
I also like the line in there that, like, this thing's pissed. Did you kill its babies? What?
No.
No. Of course not. Maybe. Because early in the game, you have to go through a giant cavern, and the only way to get through it is to blast through some eggs.
Murder.
Like, giant
Godzilla
eggs.
Yeah, and... Yep. It's good. The game is very good. Some really well written racism and dick jokes and yep.
Man. The one part where she's like, "All right, just be quiet." I'm like, "Okay." She's just like, "I know. I see a way across. You kick this little thing, and it brings down an entire building."
Right. Everything's good.
Wait. So my question here is like, come late November with this and Duke Nukem. Is there going to be
this
an awesome debate
no,
about
no, no, no.
which game has the best
This game
dick
is
jokes.
Duke Nukem. This is like this is right. Duke Nukem for this generation of people who like Gears
but
of
I'm
War.
Saying we have the new Gearbox Duke Nukem coming out, and I want a category for game of the year.
That?
You're using the word new very loosely.
I know. It's very old.
I don't know. Bulletstorm. My expectations were low, and they are
the things
way
that I've
past
heard about
were.
The Duke Nukem game. Makes me think it will probably be even better.
Yeah.
Because of the dialogue and that. Things I've heard.
I've heard some stuff, too.
Yeah.
And it's... Yeah.
It's very fun.
I just want best use of vulgar language.
Hmm. 11. Right now, it's this.
It's Bulletstorm.
Sure. As of right now, it's Bulletstorm.
Mm-hmm. Best use of any language.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be
vulgar. Yep.
Vulgar or otherwise.
Yep. Polite words, manners, best manner, most well-mannered video game.
Come here and sit on old Pappy Serrano's lap. And his voice is awesome.
It's like fake...
fake general asshole.
Yeah, what's the guy's name from Full Metal Jacket?
Lee... Lee Army?
Yeah. It's like fake him, or maybe him. Yeah. I don't know. It's like a really bad Lee Army impression, or Lee Army is just really old and even more aggressive now. And lecherous.
Awesome. Yeah, he's getting old, though.
Yeah. I know he did videos, like, demoing the weapons.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, for
like
Bulletstorm?
Field stripping the Bulletstorm weapons in real life.
Sweet.
Wearing a Bulletstorm getup.
Sweet. Like,
oh, how maybe far you have fallen.
Maybe he is. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I think it's like Arlie Army.
Yeah, sounds right. Yeah. So let me tell you about some Killzone 3 and how you should all play that game, because it's really good.
Oh, that's right. You finished it.
Yeah, I finished that game, and it is both awesome and bewildering at the same time. First of all, it's probably the best looking game on the PlayStation 3 in a long time, maybe competing with Uncharted 2, but totally different aesthetic.
Now your TV, you playing this on your TV or on?
I play it on mine.
Your TV,
yeah. Your HDMI.
TV's, yeah, your TV's a little fancier than mine, so I just wonder if it look any better than you're doing it on my TV.
I don't know. Like it, the world just looks good. Like there's no issues. Like there's no texture popping. There's no anything. Everything
that is very much
looks
true.
Really good, and the scale is phenomenal in a lot of sections.
Those face stabbing animations,
the stabbing
good.
Dude's eyes out,
yeah,
is really good.
Always good.
I remember those scenes.
But I neither of you guys played Killzone 2, right?
I played the first 10 minutes of it and decided I did not want to play that anymore.
The opening to Killzone 3 is pretty freaking badass for like the intro to a game.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen it, so I know.
Okay, you've seen that. It's great. Just that, like,
I do love
foreshadowing to what happens.
I do really love that their haircuts
grow.
They've grown.
Yeah,
and like, they're in the same form. Like
Sev has an even sicker mohawk.
All right, it's just like he had like a high and tight haircut.
No,
it's sort of like
Sev had a mohawk.
No, it was just, it was
now
high,
it's, now
it was high
it's a,
and
now
tight,
it's a faux hawk.
And then it just turns into a faux hawk.
No, no,
all his hair grows.
He had a mohawk.
And it's,
had a mohawk, and now he has a faux
hawk. A mohawk would imply that
it
goes down the back, and it did.
Faux hawk is just like, you have enough
like
hair
if I
to fake a mohawk.
If I pushed my hair up like this.
Yeah. You just like, you have all your hair, but it's in a mohawk shape.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, you're not just specifying the mohawk. You leave yourself open for other options in time. Yeah, the hair growth, and then what's his name? Rico's hair is like bizarre. I don't get it. It's like lumpy, heart-shaped afro.
Oh, yeah, Rico. Is Rico, like, I don't know.
But
anyway, I would like to know his ethnicity, because he doesn't...
Earth, man.
Earth.
ISA.
Yeah.
It's no ethnicity.
No
space.
Colors anymore.
There's only Higgs. Damn MF and Higgs. Hellgast.
That was at the beginning of our video.
But
do they
yeah.
actually use that term?
Yeah, all the time. It's been invented for that game. A curse word. A racial slur.
For aliens?
The world in that game has created a racial slur for the things in that game.
Sweet.
It'd be like Gears of War if they had slang for locusts that was like really rude.
Roaches.
So anyway, that game, like I was saying, is really, really good. Should definitely play it if you guys can get the chance. Ryan probably will be a little tougher. But
yeah,
totally
Ryan,
awesome.
I'd be a little tougher for me.
Totally. You just gotta get that bootleg copy that can play on Xbox.
Yeah, wait for it to come to PC.
There you go.
I'll loan you my PSP, and then you can play it on the remote play.
Oh.
Through the PSP.
Okay.
Yep,
yeah.
With one analog
I have a
stick.
PSP.
Oh, good. Yeah,
can
we'll just sync it up.
All right.
And that'll work for sure. Yeah, so the there are so many good things about it. Like the new weapons, the world, the story, the the revival, like how you get revived by your teammates and how nice that is. And then when they take it away, and you're like, wait a second.
Aww.
I really liked having Rico around despite how stupid and fucking annoying he is. And
does Sev ever put a fucking jacket on?
A jacket?
Coat.
I don't know.
Cold outside, damn it.
There,
that bothered me for some reason. Just like
there are more concerning things that you should be focusing on in that game. Like less of he's wearing a jacket. He's
freezing cold outside, and he's the only one that decides he doesn't need to wear a coat.
There is a moment when they are wearing snow gear in one scene, and then they cut away, and then they cut back, and they're back in their normal clothes. You're like, wait a second.
Well, that's how video games work.
They just did that.
Dress.
Like, no, they're like,
oh, wait, what?
They are looking out. They're wearing their like snow gear, and then they're looking out on this expanse, and there's like some dude calls them, and they're like, oh, the shit's going down, and shit goes down, and then they cut back to them, and they're like in their regular clothes again. Like, huh?
Again, video games.
Well, that's.
No one was going to notice that, Griff.
There are so many, like in the demo, like that weird little hitch where you're...
I swear to God, that has to do with something. Has to. I don't understand what that could be, but that...
It's there.
Like, how do you launch a game and just look at that and go, yeah, it's fine.
There are many, many
it's
other
It's like someone
things.
Closed one eye
no,
midway
there,
through that thing.
There are other bigger problems. Like, there what? Was a scene where you complete this area, and they're like, all right, we got to, like... go to the spaceport, and they're like, all right, let's do it. And then just cut to you, no exposition. You're just driving in a thing. You're just in like a snowmobile that's powered by chainsaws. And there's no exposition of like, let's pan over to the vehicle we're about to take. Let's say its name. Let's even tell us who the fuck is driving or how to do this stuff or what's happening or anything.
Sweet.
And yeah, it's just like now you're in it. Now you're on. There's another scene where
conveniently this vehicle was nearby that we just jumped
there
in.
Are just so many like Call of Duty style action set piece moments that you either are just kind of sitting in a rail section shooter like on a turret or else you're just watching stuff happen in a video. And for some reason, whenever it switches to like the big action scene videos, it's just like I was talking about in the demo, where it seems like the background audio is dimmed down to nothing. The voices have no filter on them. So it's just kind of like dudes are talking like we're talking, but things are blowing up and they're, you know, driving around like a giant walking fortress that's super loud and they're just still talking in regular talk voices. And there's just something that takes you out of that moment due to the audio in it. Yeah, and it happens a lot. And there's a lot of just really weird things, especially at the end of that game. Like, the last third of that game happens in probably about 3 hours-ish. Like, it just starts tumbling. And you get this impression that it was rushed and the segues and the polish just kind of disappeared. Like, we gotta get this out. Like... Yeah, who cares? People will figure out where the chainsaw ice truck came from. It's okay.
Not important.
Yeah. It's all right. It's fine. And then the end of the game is just like, all right, we did that. Credits. Like, that's it.
Awesome.
It's so freaking bizarre. And then there's a little like...
Wait, is it like movies where sometimes there's some stuff after?
Then there's the credits and then there's the stuff after the credits. But it still leaves you with that they're like, it's not even a good cliffhanger where they're like, you know, here's an introduction to something that you know and is threatening. And it's like, oh, man, like this thing is a thing that's, I don't want to give it away, but it's like, you know, this entity is still an issue. Or like, this means a new threat in the future. They're just like, hey, he's still alive. Okay. And then, yeah, it's like, oh, that's it? Like, that's... Not even gonna say a name.
See, this is all indicative of why I just did not really care for Killzone.
But
for one reason or another, I just feel like I don't need to play these.
The thing is, it's so good. Like it plays so well. Actual shooting of guys.
Plays really well.
And that's the thing. Like that, there is no other first-person shooter with as good of AI as there is in Killzone.
Oh, really?
There is. It is the best enemy AI I can ever remember playing. because dudes take cover well. They will force you out of cover with grenades. They pressure you, retreat, all this stuff. And now with the new melee system where you go into the animation, you can't just like roll through dudes the entire time.
You can't just go melee and no. melee and melee.
Yeah, you can't. I can't just like run and do a bunch of kidney stabbing, like drive by kidney stabbings like I did in 2. Like you actually get slowed down and you have to be a little more methodical. Yep. So you should play it if you have a chance, but there are some sweet
Would
problems.
Would you rather play Bulletstorm or Killzone again?
See, that's... The thing is, I played both of them like back to back, and then I'd play little one, play the little the other. I think Killzone is a better shooter. Like I enjoy playing that game a lot, but the whole experience of Bulletstorm is much better. Like the Killzone.
How many games can say their game is an experience?
Well, I'm saying yeah, like Bulletstorm is really good, and so is Killzone, but. I'm just saying, like, all the different pieces of Bulletstorm, like, story, writing, humor,
the
skill shots, like, all the sliding and leashing and stuff like that, just gives it more flavor than Killzone 3, since Killzone 3 is just sort of, like, your straightforward, really, really fine-tuned shooter that's pretty much exactly Modern Warfare in space. Like, you do have a Price-style sneaking mission, where he's like, I'll take the guy on the left, you take the guy on the right. Ready? And
fire.
Yeah, like you have that sneaking around, like simultaneous shot section with like trained sniper man. Yeah. It's really fucking weird. It's like,
I've played. Do you get to ride a sweet snowmobile afterwards?
And then fire weirdly and actually hit people.
fire with a crazy pistol.
You do not. You get to ride a lot of things, but not drive them. If you like that.
Rails.
How do you feel about turrets on rails?
How many times on those rail shooters did you just put the controller down? Actually,
you can't do that.
You can't.
You cannot.
Demo. You can totally do.
You cannot do that in this game.
Oh. Actually, I kill things.
You actually have to, yeah.
Fight back.
Or else the guys with rocket launchers light you up fast.
I hate rocket launchers.
Me too, man. They're the worst.
I would be interested in playing Killzone 3 with the move.
All right. Well.
Wouldn't play it otherwise.
Gotta justify that purchase somehow, I guess.
I do own that, and I gotta make it.
I gotta play something on it.
To make it count.
Are you gonna buy the big dumb gun thing for it too?
Nope. Don't need to.
But yeah,
can
like
you
said,
buy
right.
like a shotgun for that.
Yeah, you have to buy 6 move controllers, jam them all into the front of it.
I need a four-barreled
four move controllers, and I tape them all together. And
bone duster of move controllers.
Yeah, that's how you make Bulletstorm better.
It's already there, man. 4-barrel shotgun already exists.
I know, but I'm saying
that's my favorite weapon.
Really?
That gun.
Oh. So. Cutting dudes in half.
Mm-hmm. Torpedo attack. You just slide and fire while you're torpedoing. Amazing.
Which one?
A torpedo attack. You're in mid slide, and right before you get to him, you fire. You just fly right through him, and they're in half.
I like the penetrator gun. The
that
drill
one's
gun
pretty
is
sweet
the best because when you put it on secondary fire, it becomes like a chainsaw. And when you walk up to do it, just cleaves them. Or if you can slide
you can
through
infinite
people.
Infinite slide.
Infinite slide yeah. through people and just infinite murder.
That's and, also really sweet for that one level where. All those berserkers, or what are they called? The crazy guys that just run at you.
Oh, the on fire guys.
Yeah.
Burnouts,
yeah. There's one level where they're like funnel into a small little area, mm-hmm. and there's like 10 of them. And if you fire one bullet, you can get every single one of them, and you get like a bazillion points in one.
Oh, one of the like the penetrator rounds?
Yes, yeah, so one penetrator round kills about 10 guys, and it's like beep, 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 beep,
beep. Yeah. I like the skill shot for the slide on it too.
Yeah.
It's got a funny name.
What's it? What's
it's
that?
Like dildo or
oh,
something.
Dildoed.
Dildo. Yeah. It's pretty good. Dick jokes.
There.
Synthetic dick jokes.
That's it though. I think that's all I played.
Do you play anything besides Bulletstorm, Ryan?
Palm Heroes.
Yeah.
I think I might have prestiged one more time.
Oh.
About it.
Did you ever
get your prestige? Is it, you get a new like emblem?
Did you get
yeah.
Wow. Did you get did you ever get your maps back that you paid for?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have to download them every time I play.
What?
It's really weird.
I'm gonna double check the space that's being used up on your hard drive for that. I hope it's not like piggybacking.
Did you look and see if other people are having that problem?
I asked around and they were like, nope. I just asked people that I played with.
Do you have it installed on your Xbox?
Yep. And it's still there. I just have to go like re-download it.
No, no, you have like Modern Warfare.
No.
Or Black Ops. No, installed on your
No. Huh. All I have to do is go to the in-game store and say download again, and it's like, okay, download 0, download 100%. Beep. Okay, it's, you can play it now.
Maybe it's just like having a rude time. Have you considered that he purchased it?
Deleting it off your hard drive and then re-downloading it like one full time.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. You could try that.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. As minor of an inconvenience as it is, it's still an inconvenience. That would be, it would be buggy.
It takes an extra minute.
If you just jump into the game, though, is it like you don't have those maps?
I haven't tried to just jump into a game that's played. But, well, yeah, yeah. If I don't go do that, it says map pack disabled. Drunk Jester does not have the map pack.
Huh. Weird. Can you just do it through the XMB or through the Blades menu? Like, can you just, while you're playing the game, just re-download?
Well, like, while I'm in the game lobby.
Okay.
There's a store homepage or whatever.
So you just go do it that way, and it's like, okay, done.
Can play now.
Oh, man. It's like, just inconvenient enough to annoy me.
Right, that would bug me like crazy.
Yep.
Anything besides Bulletstorm and Palmero?
No, that's it.
Okay.
What about you?
The only thing I did interesting this time out, other than probably play a little bit more Dragon Age after the podcast.
You got a problem, dude.
I know. It's so
weird. I'm a level like 52. I've played through it 12 times. I'm level
50. I prestiged two or three times on the demo already. Just kind of,
I really, really wish hard. That stuff would transfer over to the game. But so I don't
know. Beat Flemeth. Level 99.
Screw that dragon.
Yep. Turned into a penguin. A Brinny.
Yeah. Ran
back.
Britney Spears.
Turned into Britney Spears. Brinny. That's what I call her.
So I finally got Steam.
Yeah.
And the first game I bought for that was Steam was having it. Yeah. Steam was having a sale on all the Command & Conquer titles. So I bought Red Alert 3 and playing that. That game is fun.
That game's all right.
The game is fun in the traditional sense that Command & Conquer is
fun. If you're not playing StarCraft, you should be playing some Red Alert.
Yeah. You should probably just play StarCraft, though.
Yeah.
Having played both those games, StarCraft 2 is probably... Or StarCraft. Either one.
Yeah, maybe I should get StarCraft.
Probably want to just do that. I don't think you can get StarCraft on Steam. I think you can buy it through Blizzard.
You might be able to go to the store and get it for $5.
Yeah, probably. There's like, there's the StarCraft like battle chest thing that you can get for like $20, and it has like all the expansions.
Yeah, but you don't have to pay for Brood War, so why would you ever pay for Brood War?
Like, why did you not have to pay for it?
Because it was hacked, and I'm fairly certain Blizzard's just like, yep, here you go.
And you can have
it. It's Brood War. you got StarCraft now. Here's Brood War.
I don't know. So Red Faction's been out for a while. It's a thing. It's really fun. That's what I've been playing.
Tanks. Mammoth Tanks.
FMV.
Yeah. Yep.
Tons of FMV. Really good FMV.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of green screen on that, too.
Yep.
Tons of really bad Russian. Except Nikolai really sounds Russian.
Who's the scientist guy is?
I can't remember.
He was in Transporter, wasn't he?
He might have. Dude, he was in Constantine, for God's sakes.
Who is he?
The guy that did the Volkswagen commercials, V Dub.
Oh, the devil in Constantine.
Yeah, he's devil in Constantine.
That Russian dude.
He's in tons of stuff.
Yeah, that dude's in a lot of stuff.
He's really good.
There was one where he was an assassin and he befriended a little girl.
Yeah, Leon? I think I remember that too.
What?
The Professional?
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, no.
No.
Those two
guys look very similar.
That guy is Mad French. This guy is Mad
Russian. Yes.
No, the guy you're thinking of is in Mission Impossible and he's the dude with a knife.
Let's just call him Remy.
Sure.
Renny.
Remy and Ivan.
Yep. That's it. Done.
But yeah, Tim Curry's in there.
Tim Curry. Who? What's the name? I always forget the actor's name.
I feel like there's a wrestler.
It's JJ James. Well, not if you got the Goldberg the expansion pack. Goldberg. Packs, you there's the wrestler.
I feel like there's an allied guy that's
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No, it's Ric Flair is like a commander dude.
Wait, what?
That's your wrestler.
What?
Yeah.
In the expansion?
Yeah. Fuck. No, you don't.
I just want to see.
You really
want
to see
the
Ric Flair?
No, does he do the Ric Flair like woo thing?
Nope.
Damn
nope.
It. That's,
nope.
That would be worth it alone.
That's true. I yep. A year and a half ago, I think, when we were talking about this stuff. Yeah. Then maybe. Maybe the woo would be important to bring up then.
I would just love it if I was like playing that and like he came up on my little like monitor thing and just was like making fun of me and then just like before it cuts out he just goes woo yeah. And then just out and then it'd be like now I want to kill him.
Special move elbow drop. Yeah. It's all there.
Did Ric Flair have a special move?
Elbow drop. Knife edge chop and elbow drop. I think he was the visionary.
Was that the people's elbow before the people's elbow?
No, the people's elbow cannot be replicated or duplicated.
No, nor can the flying elbow drop.
Yeah, and plus the corporate elbow bullshit.
The corporate elbow?
Yeah.
Is that
who did that?
The Rock.
The Rock.
When he was no longer the people's champ and he became The Rock.
Oh.
Then he did the corporate elbow, which is fucking bullshit. Throw that elbow pad into the crowd.
Sometimes I think that I am like a closet like wrestling fan, and then I talk to Griff, and I know that I am not nearly as bad as I could be.
Oh, that's right. What was the other? The Rock Bottom. Yeah, that was a good move, too. He had another one. There was like some kind of bullhorn move, but I forget what it was. Some kind of spear or something like that.
The people's spear?
Yeah. The horns of the rock. I don't know. It's called...
I don't know.
The Fast Five.
Was that his group?
That was his boy band? That was his finisher.
The Matador.
Yeah. What I was saying, the dude who is in Spider-Man, J.J. Jameson, he's like...
Oh, yeah, SVU. No, he's the president.
Yeah, what's his name?
I can't think of his name.
Can never think of that actor's name. And then who plays Tanya? It's like that awful female chick comedian. Is it Carmen Electra? Or, no, is it that awful female comedian? Help me out. Just so obnoxious and terrible.
Not of recent.
She had a TV show. What the hell is her name?
Oh, no, not... okay, well, it's not...
Jenny McCarthy.
Yes!
Is it?
Wait. Fucking Jenny... Is it Jenny McCarthy as Tanya?
Maybe. I don't know, dude.
And there's that, like, American Gladiator chick.
I do know that a couple of these girls look really, really familiar, and I can't pinpoint them, but I'm dude, maybe later we can look up.
I'm gonna look this up right now. Is Jenny McCarthy in
I'm sure I am
Red Faction.
We'll have the whole thing listed.
Why don't you guys just discuss something while I look
Red
this
Alert
up?
So I don't know, Red Alert is pretty fun so far. The only I was complaining to Griff about this the other day though, just like how it's really weird that I really like that it has now innovated it so that playing as different factions is more than just playing as like different color palette swaps for things. Like they all have their own different build structures and stuff like that. So that's kind of interesting. But the weird thing about the way they do their campaign scenarios is that like when you get into the later missions, they like to throw curveballs at you. That it's just like, if you are not ready for those curveballs, I don't. Right. It's like, if you're not ready for these curveballs.
Yeah. It's Jenny McCarthy.
Is it?
Yep, Special Agent Sean Tanya, Jenny McCarthy.
Who's a
J.K. Simmons? That's the president.
What's the Russian dude's name? What's
Tim Curry?
Tim Curry.
You know, yeah. Tim Curry, like just a step to the left.
What?
Okay.
Oh, George Takei is in there too.
Oh, that's right. Yes, he's the Japanese dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
Right. He's the Japanese guy.
Commander of the Japanese force. Yeah. It's the Japanese one, remember?
You know,
Bulletstorm
from that show.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I can. Great.
Yeah.
Yep,
that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also hard to watch Patches without the patch.
What? The movie Patch Adams?
No. No.
Laughter is the best medicine.
No, fucking from Lost. Fucking
Patchy. Yes, yeah. Mikhail. Guy.
It took me forever to figure out who that was, and I'm like, I just, at some point it finally clicked to me. I was like, oh, he has a mustache instead of an eye patch. Awesome.
Yeah. Balances out.
Yeah.
Eye stash.
You gotta have some weird facial.
He looks a lot better with a mustache, I think.
Yeah, he's a sweet dude.
A lot better with a mustache than an eye patch?
Yeah, not an eye patch. Yeah.
Always talking about his stupid cat.
Oh, yeah.
Ugly ass cat.
Yeah, that cat looked dirty. That's all I got. That's all I got. No.
Right, yeah. Video games.
Yeah, video games.
Break.
Yeah, sure. If you want, we'll take a break. Back with news and other stuff. Hey guys, back from the break.
Back.
Yep. Got news.
You got some news here. Not a lot, though, honestly. Actually, John, why don't you take it away with your Devil May Cry thing you were telling me the other day?
But it's the thing. Apparently, recently, Screen Gems purchased the film rights to Devil May Cry. If you haven't seen the Devil May Cry anime, you probably don't need to.
It's pretty crazy. The anime? Have you watched it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you guys? What the hell?
You haven't watched it?
Fuck no.
I like Devil May Cry.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I like Devil May Cry too. I just did not think
Screen
the anime
Gems, they're they also hold the rights to Resident Evil.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Capcom.
They like their Capcom them, properties.
Huh? Yeah. They like the one Capcom property that's been done well, I'd say. Except what? For the second movie. Resident Evil. By means of comparison.
Wait. No. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying here.
Okay, of all the Capcom products that have become movies.
Right.
Resident Evil has been pretty good.
Okay.
So one is good. Two is fairly atrocious. Three is okay.
I didn't see the newest one, the 3D.
I submit that.
Oh, and I haven't seen 3D, yeah.
Yeah, I submit that the first Resident Evil was the only good one.
First one was good. The one where there's multiple of hers is kind of crazy.
I think three is all right. Like, it's okay. It's definitely not.
I mean,
it's taking
as
it into a world of different Resident Evil than the game.
Right. As long as you respect that the film is a product of its own creation and it doesn't really.
Which is why one was good and two was so atrocious, where they're like, okay, this one's Jill and this one's Chris, kind of, and this is just the guy in a rubber suit that keeps saying stars.
This one's kind of Chris.
What, like, what was it? Ode, the dude who's in The Mummy.
Yeah, I swear to God, he was supposed to be Chris, right?
Yeah, like, he's supposed to be Chris.
Really?
But I don't think they ever say it.
Yeah, they don't say that he's Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also in the third one, right?
They just call him, like, Chris, and his, like, badge says Chris. I don't know.
But then he's not.
He's got a sister.
Chris shows up later as.
What?
Doesn't Chris come up later in, like, I think he's in
the newest one. He's in three. He dies in the third one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, that's so weird.
Blows himself up.
So weird.
Yeah.
Crows.
Yeah. And is the Jill girl in the fourth one?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Dude. When does Ada Wong show up?
Devil May Cry movie.
Not.
Who do you think would play a good Dante?
Nobody. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Dude,
you guys are the Dante lovers, so who would you want to be playing?
I'm thinking fucking Ryan Reynolds.
But can he be
emo enough? Probably not. So
Ryan Reynolds, like, Dante isn't like
he's a smart ass.
Yeah, he is. He's like a badass smart ass, right? Like,
yeah.
Just like doing dirt and making like deep voice jokes.
He's a smart. He's smart ass. His jokes are pretty funny.
Okay,
Ryan Reynolds doesn't strike me as like the brooding.
Okay, so
like,
no. Well, okay, so that's what I'm saying. He's just not emo enough. But like the thing of it is, it depends on what Dante they want to go with, because Devil May Cry 1 Dante was darker than Devil May Cry 3 Dante, which seems to be the one that Capcom likes to say that's their Dante, because that's the Dante they chose for Marvel versus Capcom.
That's my Dante.
Well, but then, like,
what if they just go a different route and they use Nero?
It's right.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking about some crazy shit.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yep. 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 He still looks young enough to pull that off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dante is, fuck, what's his name? That would be the perfect Dante too.
Josh Hartnett.
No. Oh my God. I'm completely spacing out. Fuck, man. Just keep talking. Give me a second here.
Keanu Reeves?
I was going to say Keanu Reeves, Dante.
Maybe.
He already did a movie that was sort of like that 10 years ago.
Yeah, true. Minus the sword.
Except there's no jokes.
Yeah, except there was no... All serious business.
Yep.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp could be...
Swashbuckling.
Johnny Depp could be in there, but I don't know.
I think he could
I don't see him being... Well, he can act anything. Really,
yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. I don't know if the action would work out quite as well, though. Like, no, just, Johnny Depp doing a million backflips.
Wait. We went this route earlier. What about Jet Li?
Yeah, done.
Yeah, there you go. Done.
Yep.
I can hear some funny Dante jokes.
No, Jet Li is out, man. It's gonna be Jaden Smith from
Street Fighter,
Karate Kid.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got the moves now, so may as well just give the role over to him.
Yeah.
Hey, they've already reimagined Devil May Cry into DMC, so
I can't wait for that.
Take it into a different realm of Devil May Cry in the hood.
It's got to be somebody. It's sort of got to be
really
somebody
dark.
Younger.
Tasteless.
Christian Bale. There you go. Done.
Christian Bale?
Yeah.
What? Like, I can't smile.
Dante doesn't really smile either, though.
So. I can't imagine Christian Bale saying something funny, though.
I don't know.
What if we talk like this?
That's how Dante talks, right?
Yeah, sort of.
No, Dante has a normal voice.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what direction you go with that movie.
I don't give a shit because
you don't really have to go any direction.
A Dante movie or a Devil May Cry movie.
It's all right. It won't come out until like 2014 anyway, so.
What would that movie like be like?
Does it matter?
It does because
fucking Devil May Cry went ahead and just said it doesn't care anything about its own canon.
But what is like, okay, so if you think of like, try and boil down Devil May Cry into what you would bill that as a movie. So you're like,
it's gonna be
half demon emo man with a giant sword and gun and.
Well, his brother comes to. From hell or whatever, and comes to take over Earth, maybe. And
so, no,
that's where
so, okay.
I see
you
going.
Okay,
so,
but you need
so
to twist this into your
so
like average Joe. So like some guy doesn't know that he's the Devil May Cry man. He doesn't know that he's
he doesn't
the Dante.
Know that?
Yeah, yeah. He's just
okay,
like
so,
you know.
So Devil May Cry 1.
I don't
the,
give a
the,
shit.
The
dude.
Brothers are the brothers are twins.
Don't give a shit.
Born of
don't care.
Born of a human female.
Don't sounds like Inuyasha.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's the American
it's
Japanese Inuyasha.
It's still Japanese, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Japanese.
American Japanese.
Oh, got it.
Japanese
right.
American Japanese.
Because Inuyasha wasn't Japanese. Therefore,
no, it is.
And then since Devil May Cry wasn't.
Inuyasha is Japanese ass Japanese.
I'd rather see a Devil May Cry.
But Devil May Cry is like Western. Sort of.
Really?
Like, it's Western ideas.
Really? Because
okay. Western staged. How about that?
I don't get. Well, how is
it?
What
it
is
just
Western?
Doesn't seem like it's placed in Japan.
Oh, because there's no like buildings with sliding doors.
It just. Yeah, exactly. There's no tatami mats.
Yeah, well, it's going to have to take a lot to sell me on a Devil May Cry movie.
I have no ideas.
We'll buy your ticket.
I don't think that it'll be good. Yeah, we'll do 12 Jello shots and we'll go.
And you'll be thinking that was awesome.
Sure, man. Yeah. So I really enjoyed Expendables after that.
Dude, Expendables 2 coming out. Happen. Twice as many Jello shots.
Right, you know what was,
and The Rock signed on for
you
that
know what
shit.
What sucked after energy drink alcohol? Tron.
That's true. That movie was not so hot.
Oh, man.
Really, there's not too much else news-wise, Catherine trailer for the U.S. It's been dated for summer of 2011. It's on bossbarrel.com.
Is the Catherine trailer for the U.S. actually in English?
Well, yeah.
Can so you can understand things?
Yeah. Sweet. But
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. There's no voice, though.
Oh, damn.
But it is in English.
Oh, sweet.
And you can understand everything. Yeah, so Catherine coming to US in the summer.
Does he get a price point on that? Because I really don't think that's a $60 game.
I don't know.
I hope that's a $40 or $50 game.
I don't know. I'm guessing it'll go for, well, it is Atlas.
It's Atlas, and they do tend to, you know, value price things.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Disgaea was only a $50 game.
Yeah, well, it should be.
Worth every penny.
Should be about 40.
Should be less than that. Should be the price of a used PS2, because then you should just go play some of the better Disgaea.
Hey, dude, used PS2 is $50.
What was I going to say? Demon's Souls was full price. That was a next-gen console game.
Mm-hmm. Dude, who's excited for Dark Souls?
Not me. I never played Demon's Souls.
Dude, Demon's Souls, rough. To say the least.
I never played any of these games.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a big Atlas fan. You're a big
Atlas boner.
Yeah, big Atlas boner, John. Yeah. How many Atlas?
Are you talking about Atlas the statue? You see him?
So you got Demon's Souls Lockdown and...
Demon's Souls, every Disgaea, Phantom Brave. Well, some of that's NIS, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the same idea.
I like Atlas's.
I like Atlas the rapper.
Who's he?
Atlas.
Atlas.
It's
spelled with a Y.
A-L-T-U-S. Atlas.
A-T-L-Y-S.
A-T-L. No, yeah, Atlas. Yep. Atlas. So there's some DLC stuff coming out. Trader's Keep for Fable 3.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that'll be worth.
Dead Space Severed thing. Downloadable stuff.
The Dead Space one, that's an expansion of the story, right? Somehow.
I think you play as another character and you go through three chapters or something like that. Somebody who is involved in either Extraction or Ignition or something. Like I don't know. I'm not really interested in it, so it didn't really peak on my... It's downloadable. Do you want more Dead Space 2?
Maybe.
How do you feel about dismembering? Maybe. How do you feel about members?
How do you feel about remembering? Wow.
Dead Space 3, putting the limbs back on.
Oh my god.
All Mr. Potato
Head. Dude, that's just like the Red Faction game. Like,
dude,
when you had the weapon that would blow stuff up. Everything would like break stuff, and then you had like the guns would just build things back together.
Recompiler,
yeah, whatever it was.
Flamethrower that just made shit reappear.
Yep. Just like Killzone 3.
No, yeah.
You repair things by burning it with your flamethrower repair tool.
Red Faction Guerrilla. You just all of a sudden shit is rebuilt.
Repairs.
Flamethrower, dude, it's the future. It's nanobots. Nanotechnology.
Yeah, it's a reconstructor. It just like materializes shit.
Yep. Space. Science.
But it has to be fire.
Science.
It looks like fire.
It's what you imagine it is. It's like Galactus.
Yeah, exactly. I imagine Galactus
is a bunch of nanobots.
No, he is like, you perceive him as what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like,
so
I perceive him as a bunch of nanobots.
I perceive Galactus as a giant man in purple spandex and a giant horned helmet.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What is this?
Is that horned helmet yellow?
Seeing into your psyche.
Silver.
See him as a blue girl.
See him as Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Head dreadlocks. That's really it. I don't think there's really too many other things worthwhile. Oh yeah, Serious Sam, BFE.
Best Friends Forever.
Best Friends Forever. Serious Sam 3 BFE. It's been. I don't know if it's there. There are screenshots and there's information out from. Was it Crotek? Something like that is the publisher or the developer, and then Devolver Digital is doing that stuff too.
Hooray! So, yeah. I never played any of those games.
It's like Duke Nukem.
Oh,
but usually better looking. Well, I don't know. It later
it looks
than
pretty
Duke
in
Nukem.
That picture.
Yeah, there's some pretty crazy pictures. It's just like
sweet belt buckle. He looks
really serious.
He is pretty pissed. I don't know why this isn't working. Well, I'll look at them later. Yeah, we'll look at them later, listeners. No emails this week. BBR@bossbarrelradio.com is our email address. Send us something to talk about. That's it, though. We're good.
I got to, a buddy of mine got kind of upset. So, Swag, here's your shout out.
Did you not have that last?
Oh, that was Goofy Face Yoshi.
Oh, nice. No, are you just making these names
Swagger
up?
City is a little upset that I didn't say his name. So there you go,
Swagger. Maybe these never effers need to start sending us emails and we'll start actually shouting their names out.
Are you just going to like a random rapper name generator.com?
No, he's just hitting the random name generator on the Xbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I figure they're Xbox names, but that's like sounds like you just mismatched two Urban Dictionary definitions.
Oh man, I'm sure they're gonna talk to me about that now.
I don't know, man. Drunk Jester. Yeah, that's a pretty good one too. All right,
so that's it.
That's it.
Boss Bell Radio.
Boss Bell Radio.
Like a boss.
Over and out this week, I guess. See you next week. Thanks for listening.